and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be Jimmy Dorsey. Of course, Jimmy Dorsey achieved his wide popularity in the 1930s, but I want to concentrate on Jimmy's career during the 1920s. Jimmy played clarinet, sax, and with his brother Tommy, was a band leader. Jimmy was born in Shenandoah, Pennsylvania in 1904 and died in New York in 1957. As a child, he first played cornet, but early on he switched to reeds. Jimmy and his brother Tommy played with the legendary band the Scranton Sirens in the early 1920s. In 1924, Jimmy joined the California Ramblers. Between 1925 and 1930, Jimmy recorded hundreds of songs with dozens of bands such as Sam Lanin, Irving Mills, Ted Lewis, Roger Wolfcan, Miff Mole, Eddie Lang, the Charleston Chasers, the Cotton Pickers, the original Memphis Five, various groups led by Red Nichols, and last but not least, Gene Goldcat, Paul Whiteman, and Hoagy Carmichael. Jimmy Dorsey recorded several songs with Bix. The first one was on January 28, 1927, with the Gene Goldcat Orchestra. The last was on September 15, 1930, with the Hoagy Carmichael. In between, he recorded a number of songs with Bix. I will start the music by playing two records that include both Jimmy Dorsey and Bix. From February 4th, 1927, the session that brought us to Immortal Singing the Blues, I will play Clarinet Marmalade. And from the September 8th, 1930 session that brought us to Immortal, I'll Be a Friend with Pleasure, I will play Deep Down South, Take Two. So here is Jimmy Dorsey playing with Bix. Thank you. Down South, having been recorded on the same day as I'll Be a Friend with Pleasure, was eclipsed by I'll Be a Friend with Pleasure. Nevertheless, I think Deep Down South is a very nice recording on its own. And I tell you, I hadn't listened to Clarinet Marmalade for quite a while. It is a magnificent recording, isn't it? All right, now I'd like to turn to Jimmy Dorsey with the California Ramblers. First, from January 19, 1925, I'll play O Mabel, And in this edition of the California Ramblers, the leader is Ed Kirkby, and it includes Frank Kush and Bill Moore on trumpets, Lloyd Olson on trombone, Arnold Brillhart, Frank Kuzik, and Jimmy Dorsey on reeds, Adrian Rollini on the bass sax, Tom Fellini on banjo, Irving Brodsky on piano, Stan King on drums. Following O Mabel, I will play from May 14, 1925, Sweet Georgia Brown, and this edition of the California Ramblers included Frank Kush and Red Nichols on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey and Arnold Brillhart on clarinet and alto sax respectively, Freddie Kuzik, I don't know whether he's playing clarinet or tenor sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Irving Brodsky on piano, Tommy Fellini on banjo, and Stan King on drums. So here is Jimmy Dorsey with the California Ramblers in 1925. Thank you. fellow who played the kazoo on Oh Mabel was the drummer Stan King. And I don't know if what I did is right or not, but I took the Sweet Georgia Brown recording from an excellent CD from Timeless Historical. The CD is entitled The California Ramblers, 1925-1928. The number is CBC1053, and it has liners by Hans Eckhoff. I hope Hans doesn't mind that I played this song from the CD without asking his permission. Now I'd like to play a couple of recordings of Jimmy Dorsey with Joe Venuti. First, from June 10, 1931, I'll Never Be the Same. This is Joe Venuti's Blue Four with Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet, Joe Venuti on violin, Eddie Lang on guitar, Frank Signorelli on piano, and Harold Arlen taking the vocal. And then we'll follow that with the November 12, 1930 recording of I Found a New Baby. Again, Joe Venuti's Blue Four with Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet, Joe Venuti on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, Frank Signorelli on piano. Here is Jimmy Dorsey with Joe Venuti. Thank you. That's beautiful. By the way, I forgot to mention Joe Tardo on bass sax in the recording of I Found a New Baby. Now I'd like to turn to Jimmy Dorsey with Tommy Dorsey, the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. Let me change the subject for a second. Last few days I was reading a book by Bill Crow called Jazz Anecdotes. This is published in 1990 by Oxford University Press in New York. And there are a bunch of anecdotes about jazz musicians. And there's this one about Dick Spiderbeck that Wingy Manoni tells. And it goes like this. Bix didn't give a damn for anything but music, except maybe his gin. He ran around in raggedy old clothes and was always jiving me for dressing up in my fancy garb. "How come you put so much money in clothes?" he asked me one time. "You don't have to wear fancy bow ties and shine shoes and stuff to play good. If you didn't spend so much money on clothes, you could buy more gin." Well, I better get back to the Dorsey Brothers. The Dorsey Brothers didn't have a working band until 1934, but between 1928 and 1930 they had a recording band and had many very interesting recordings. I would like to play a couple of these. First, from June 19, 1929, Breakaway, with Leo McConville and Manny Klein on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet, or also alto sax, Alfie Evans alto sax, Paul Mason tenor sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Tony Colucci on banjo, Hank Stern on the bass bassoon, and Stan King on drums. I will follow that with an exercise on saxophone. It's a showpiece for Jimmy Dorsey. This is BB, recorded on June 13, 1929, with Jimmy Dorsey, accompanied by Leo McConville and Manny Klein on trumpets, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Alfie Evans on alto sax, Paul Mason on tenor sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, Joe Tardo on string bass and Stan King on drums. So here is Jimmy Dorsey with his brother Tommy and their orchestra.
Thank you.
that demonstration of technique, I complete the segment dedicated to Jimmy Dorsey. For the modern musicians, I would like to turn once more to Vince Giordano's Nighthawks. This is a CD entitled Quality Shout, and it was issued by Stomp Off Records as CD number 1260. I would like to play a couple of sides from this very nice CD. Quality Shout, which gives the title to the CD, followed immediately by Charleston is the Best Dance After All. So here are Vince Giordano's Nighthawks.
Thank you.
Vince Giordano Nighthawks really reproduce the essence of the sound of the 1920s very nicely. Well, let's get back to Bix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks on WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.